Hi, all. So, you know, I listen to the CBC a lot, being the good Canadian I am. And I'm listening to this CBC show about podcasting, because they talk about, you know, all the best podcasts that they hear. And there's, you know, there's some amazing content creators out there. It blows me away at how good some people are at telling a story. I'm in awe of them. I envy their talent. So they're talking, and then they start laughing and joking about, you know, the onslaught of the angry old man in the basement podcasts. And I guess ultimately they were talking about me. They're talking about the kind of podcast I do, which is, you know, just in a, you know, a guy blathering alone in a podcast. And I just want to say I'm not angry. I'm a curmudgeon, sometimes, not always, mostly about certain topics, I'm not an old man, but although I'm 50, so I guess for some people I'm an old man, but I think that the reason I do this is so that I can learn something, so I can teach myself how to do this kind of thing, and that I can ultimately learn what I have to say. You know, I mean, it's interesting. You live in your skin your whole life, and you don't always really know yourself. And so this whole podcast thing is more about me learning and me wanting to figure out some things about me than it is about having a wide audience and blah, 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 blah. And I think a lot of the podcasts they were making fun of, and I have to say, screw you for making fun of people who are just trying to create and tell a story, or, you know, get themselves out there. Screw that. You know, if somebody wants to get themselves out there and podcasting is the medium they choose, how dare you debase their opportunity to do so? Screw you, you gatekeeper. Tear down the gates, tear down the gatekeepers, or as Dave Olson, one of my, you know, the best people who I know, says, ignore the gatekeepers, and screw them for gatekeeping, and saying that you're not good enough if you're an old man in a basement to do a podcast. That's not okay. If you are an old man in a basement wanting to do a podcast, do it! And I would like to listen to it. And screw the gatekeepers telling you you're not good enough, or that there's an abundance of these things. Well, if there's an abundance of these things, maybe there's an abundance of people who want to do these things. Excuse the hell out of us. You know, I mean, I wish I had the time and ability to do a podcast like my buddy Dave's. Dave-O does a podcast called Tales from Gravelly Beach. Tales from a Gravelly Beach. And it's awesome. He has great production value. He tells stories. He has music. He has art. It's a literature podcast. It's a personal podcast. It's phenomenal. And I wish I had the ability to do what he does. I don't. And the reason I do this is so that I can learn some things on how to do some of the things he does, or some of the things that other podcasters do, or learn how to tell a story, or even keep to a point. Sometimes I'm not even good at keeping to a point. And screw the gatekeepers. So, ultimately today, I just wanted to say that I do this because I want to. I hope that you enjoy it, but that's not why I do it. I do it because I think I need to do it to learn some things about me and to learn some new skills, given where the world is going. I think these skills could become important to me, both personally and professionally, in the future. And following Dave-O's advice, ignore the gatekeepers. Screw the gatekeepers, I say. Tear down the gates. Bloody well, You know, old people in basements do podcasts. Please, we need more of you. Young people in basements do podcasts, please. just, I think not enough people have their voices heard anymore. I think that I voted in every election I could ever vote in all my life, and I don't think I've ever voted anybody into office. I think that we all feel like we're not being heard. And if there's any tools out there that can help us to feel like we're being heard, even just a little bit, we should take advantage of those tools and ignore the gatekeepers. So, hey, podcast playlist on CBC, fuck you, gatekeeper. I'm not good enough? Huh. I'm not. And you know what? I know I'm not good enough. I don't have the production values of those guys. I'm not properly telling a story. But what I am doing is what I want to do and what I hope I can learn to do better and better over time. And how dare you ridicule people for trying? I think that's a joke. So, love y'all. That's my rant. That's my curmudgeonly rant. And, it was just, I heard that and I was just like, you know, it's funny because I call mine curmudgeonly rants and they're talking about old guy in a basement. And I'm never in the basement, by the way, but I don't even have a basement. I'm in my car usually. So, hands free. Hope you're all well. That's it for today. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.